All right, good morning, everyone. I'd like to convene the February 1st, 2012 session of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. We are now open. This will be the first session of our first committee meeting of the 2012 session. I would like to open with an organizational meeting. Is it 10 minutes allotted to the adoption of the committee rules? I don't think it's going to take all that long. But before we do that, I'd like to have introductions of the committee members. And I'm going to start to my left with Representative Boone. If you'd just do self-introductions right on down the line.
Okay, I'm Deborah Boone, and I represent the best district in the state, the beautiful Upper Left Coast House District 32, and which will soon comprise of even more inland beauty in the form of Gaston, which I drive through my new district all the time anyway, so I kind of know it well. And I'm happy to report that things at the coast are perfect, as usual. And we did have some snow, and Highway 26 did get closed for a day. That's why I couldn't be here, among other things. But everything's improving, and I'm happy to be here. And everybody's always invited to my district. And I know some of you R's on the other end of things should be coming to Dorchester.
Sure, you can spend all the money in your district.
Weeks away.
You can spend all the money you want.
There we go.
Or you can just send me a check. I'll make sure it gets spread around.
Is that like Governor McCall, just spend your money and leave?
No, we love having you here. Okay.
Thank you, Representative Boone.
And we're glad Representative Boone's better, so that she can be here.
Absolutely.
I'm Representative Julie Parrish. I represent House District 37, which is West Lynn and Tualatin. It's the land of small business and really smart kids, so I'm very pleased to represent that community because I've got smarty kids and small business, so I fit that district. Glad to be back pleased to say that, my husband officially retired from the military last month, and his formal retirement ceremony is next Friday here in Salem, so we're very excited. Cool. Get to miss caucus for that. It's a really good excuse.
Excellent. Co-Chair Esquivel.
Yes, Sal Esquivel, representing District 6, which is Medford, and Medford, of course, is the Southern Oregon center of it all, basically. It's the economic driver for Southern Oregon, as well as from there you can branch out and see most anything from Crater Lake to Shakespeare to Brit to Ginger Rogers Theater. So we have quite a few things going on in a big, actually we're quite a tourist attraction. That area, Oregon Caves is there as well. So, and of course we have the renowned Rogue River. Glad to be here. Enjoy this group. This is a great committee, and I'm pleased and honored to be part of this committee for the better benefit of our veterans, whom we owe them everything when they come home to help them.
Thank you very much. Representative Matthews.
Greg Matthews, State Representative, House District 50, which is Gresham, right next to the metropolis of House District 49, which is Matt Wan's area, I think you know. I am a U.S. Army veteran, also a local firefighter, a former police officer, a father of three lovely girls, and a husband to one beautiful wife. We own and operate a daycare called Small World Learning Center with approximately 23 employees. And near and dear to my heart are the veterans issues that this committee faces with, and I just applaud the efforts of this committee. I will say, too, that I'm very proud that Gresham has created a Heroes Memorial, which is a living memorial for all services to include police and fire. And it's located on Powell Boulevard. If you ever have an opportunity to drive through Gresham, I would suggest you just take a few minutes and stop and check that out. It's just an incredible sight, and our community did a wonderful job in fundraising to make that happen for themselves. So proud to be on the committee, and thanks for the opportunity again to serve, Mr. Chair.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Representative Huffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. John Huffman, out of the Dalles, District 59, representing a large chunk of Eastern Oregon. Disabled veteran, Army, was an MP, and extremely proud to be on this committee doing good work for veterans. Every session, there hasn't been a session that's ended that I haven't looked back and been proud of the work we've done.
Thank you very, very much. And Before I self-introduce, just like to say congratulations to Representative Boone for a successful surgery, and glad that you're here with us. I'm State Representative Brad Witt from House District 31. My present district runs from Sauvies Island out to Astoria. My new district, next go-around, will be Columbia County into industrial Northwest Portland and over the hill into rural Northeast Washington County. So I'm trying to introduce myself to some of my new constituents. I'm pleased that we have such nice weather here today. The last time I came to Salem, I got out while the getting was good. My neighbors tell me that we had 30 inches of snow on the level around where we all live, which was rather substantial. So I missed that and had the experience of being able to salmon fish in the river in front of my house here in Salem the last time. So one climatic disaster to another, and now we're back to wonderful weather. I saw the other day in Representative Parrish's district the first harbinger of spring. I saw a flowering plum that was probably 10-20% in bloom, and so spring's on its way, and everything is getting better here. So with that, I am going to move for or entertain adoption of the committee rules. Does anyone need any time to review those? Jen, I think the major change that we have is if there is a minority report.
Yes, Co-Chair Witt, Co-Chair Askeville and Committee. For the record, my name is Shannon Newell. Yes, there's a small change to minority report procedure in that if you plan to join a minority report, you need to make notice by the end of the session or the end of the business day, that's 5 p.m., and you must have everything associated with minority report, including amendments to me, by 5 p.m. on the next business day.
Very good. Any questions on the rules? Any comment? Seeing none. Yes.
I just would like to comment on it, and I know that these are House committee rules, and House rules differ from Senate rules. But I did have firsthand experience of attending a committee meeting and then not being allowed to vote, even though I had thought that if you're on the phone from the beginning to the end of the committee that you would be considered there and therefore able to vote, which they do, I think, do in the Senate. So it's just a thought for us to consider probably in the future if people so agree. There are times when we are able to, I mean, our minds are working and all that, but we're physically not able to be here. And on our last committee, during committee days, if I had been well enough to travel, the highway was closed. I couldn't have gotten through. So, and there was a point where it was cut off completely, even set to the south. So just a thought. I just wanted to comment on that.
Representative Boone, you bring up a good point. And I frankly was surprised when we had you by phone the last time that you were not allowed to vote. I've been in the building in one form or another for a little over three decades now. And I had assumed that our members, if they were unable to attend for legitimate circumstances and appeared by phone, would be able to vote, and that's not the case. I was quite surprised. I had asked a couple of questions about that, and I guess it was entertained as a rule, incentive, I guess, for us to show up if we possibly can. So I still find that a little awkward myself and felt that it was awkward that you were not able to cast your vote the last time. So I agree with you. Yes. Other comments on the rules? Co-Chair Esquivel.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I would suggest, though, that we make the suggestion to our leadership that we get together with a Senate and a House committee and craft some rules that are all the same? I mean, this is ridiculous. You go one side of the building to the other and you have a different set of rules. Just doesn't make sense. And I think we could craft something that we could use the same in both chambers. There's no reason to stop that.
I agree. Absolutely. I think that's advice well taken. Co-Chair Esquivel, maybe we can jointly make that suggestion. Hearing no further questions or comments on the getting prepared to adopt the committee rules, Co-Chair Esquivel?
Yes, I move the adoption of proposed committee rules dated February 1, 2012.
Co-Chair Esquivel moves adoption of the committee rules dated February 1st, 2012. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, hearing none, is there any objection? Don't see any. The motion is adopted and the rules are adopted. Thank you very much, committee members. And with that, I am going to close the organizational meeting and open a public hearing on House Joint Memorial 201. And do we have a sign-up sheet for 201? Okay, while that's coming up, Jenna, would you please give us an overview of the bill?
Co-Chair Witt, Co-Chair Esquivel, member of the committee. This House Joint Memorial urges Congress to pass the Chiropractic Care Available to All Veterans Act. It recognizes the extent of musculoskeletal injuries suffered by service members and the relief chiropractic spinal manipulation offers to veterans suffering from back pain.
Thank you very much. And our first witness on this memorial is Vern Sabo. Good morning, Vern.
Good morning. Co-Chair Witt, Co-Chair Esquivel, members of the committee, I'll make my comments brief. It's been 10 years since Congress passed Public Laws 107-135 and 108-170, which called for chiropractic services for all active duty personnel in all branches of service and germane to this memorial to all veterans. And little has happened in those 10 years. This joint memorial is basically pointed at the new director of the Portland Medical Center.
Dr. Sabo, if I could interrupt you, would you introduce yourself for the record?
I didn't do that?
I don't think so.
Oh. Vern Sabo, chiropractic physician from Albany, representing the Oregon Chiropractic Association.
Thank you very much.
Excuse me. So we're directing primarily this memorial to the director of the Portland VA Medical Center. We've been working with Congressman Schrader and Blumenhauer, Senators Wyden and Merkley, and we want to have a meeting with the director, with in-district staff, and hopefully some of our congressional delegation have indicated they're going to try to be on the phone. I'm hoping that co-chairs would consider doing the same, either being there in person or on the phone, and committee members, if it's something that you believe has merit, we very much appreciate you being part of that conversation. And the rationale is to get the Portland VA and the Veterans Administration here in Oregon off stop. They have hired a chiropractic physician up in the Seattle area, but they have not hired one at the Portland VA, which does veterans here in Oregon very little good. Again, chiropractic services are not readily available in the outpatient clinics, and the referrals from the rehab department at the Portland VA are very intermittent. Musculoskeletal complaints are the number one reason for veterans returning from the wars in the Middle East accessing the VA system. And it's germane to many veterans that they have musculoskeletal complaints, not the least of which is chronic back injuries with all of the armor and weight and packs and ammunition and so forth that they have to carry both in training and in combat. We, as chiropractic physicians, that's our forte, is musculoskeletal injuries. That's what we're known for. It's not the only thing we treat, but that's the primary thing that we are trained to treat and are known for. Germane to that, the Oregon State evidence-based guidelines have just been finalized last month and call for, based on the world's evidence, the only non-pharmaceutical intervention for the first 4 weeks of a low back pain episode, acute episode, is spinal manipulation, which we're best trained to perform. As a consequence in this country, we perform 94% of all spinal manipulations in this country. It's not the only therapy, the only thing that we do. We do different types of physiotherapy modalities, rehab exercise, and a number of other interventions in conjunction with spinal manipulation. And so our veterans currently are not receiving the very intervention that the state of Oregon is recommending. And currently we have a real problem with opioid narcotics, and that includes the veterans here in Oregon. If, in fact, these guidelines recommend, especially in chronic reoccurrent back injuries, when they have an acute episode, spinal manipulation, the things that we do, and we can keep those veterans from having to go on some of the pain medications, not the least of which are opioid narcotics and all of the side effects those represent, our veterans deserve that. They have structural problems, biomechanical problems. They have a structural problem in their spine, and we're the structural experts. I'll use the analogy I used a couple of years ago at the Linn County Veterans Day dinner. I had the honor of being the keynote speaker, and I used the analogy, if the Willamette River was running high and swift and fast and a barge broke loose and slammed into the support structure of the Broadway Bridge and caused structural damage, would you call in a chemical engineer or would you call in a structural civil engineer to fix the structure? Well, they're structural engineers. They need and deserve our care. They don't need more chemicals. So again, it's our intention to deliver this, hand deliver this memorial, if it passes through both chambers, to the Portland VA medical director at a high-level meeting and see if we can't get them off of STOP. That completes my testimony. Co-Chair Witt, Co-Chair Exegol, members of the committee, I'll be willing to answer any questions.
Thank you very, very much. Questions or comments for Dr. Sable? Representative Huffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Vern, thanks for your testimony. After my injury in the Army, and the Army did nothing except the sending in the chemical engineer for me. I went back to my home area and went to my chiropractic physician, and he was able to at least get me some relief, even though the chronic condition was not going to be fixed or repaired. But yeah, a firm believer in when you have that injury, as quick as you can to get that manipulation, in my particular case, was very helpful.
Very good. Additional questions or comments?
Co-Chair, what,
please.
Chair Esquivel, can I make a comment relative to that? Again, chronic veterans with chronic musculoskeletal complaints, like chronic back injuries, are very, very common. And the Oregon State guidelines specifically recommend when they have an acute episode, spinal manipulation, what we do. We're not fixing them, as Representative Huffman was alluding to. What we are doing is maintaining supportive care. So when they have that flare-up, we can relieve their symptomatology well enough so they don't have to get on all the hurtful medications.
Very good. Representative Parrish.
Thanks. I've been just amazed to watch in the last 10 years as we've had veterans come back and these folks who are doing these repeat deployments, that this is an injury type of injury that keeps a lot of guys from going to a drill weekend because they just, we're calling in sick because we hurt or whatever. I'm just curious if there's any data, and I don't see anybody from, who might be able to answer it, but if there's any data when we out-process these folks, how much of this, of their service-related disability is these types of, because Mark got classified and popped with, back, knee, hips are kind of the three, and we're constantly doing the physical therapy thing and going to the chiropractor. So, you know, I'd just be curious to see how much of that type of injury we're actually classifying as towards a service-related disability when we could have done the preventative stuff while they were in service.
Co-Chair Witt, Co-Chair Escobal, Representative Parrish, members of the committee, I don't know the answer to that question, but I can tell you that low back injuries in combat have the lowest return to unit rate of 13%, so we're doing something wrong. Though many of those, obviously many of those individuals end up with a chronic problem, and so I would say that the numbers are probably significant.
Very good. Anything further for Dr. Sabo today? Not seeing any. Thank you very much, Vern. Appreciate that. Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment today on House Joint Memorial 201? Not seeing anyone. Last and final call. I'm going to close the public hearing on House Joint Memorial 201 and open a work session on House Joint Memorial 201. All right, committee members, you have heard the testimony here today. Any comments before we consider a motion on this memorial? Not seeing any. Let's see here. Representative Matthews.
Chair Witt, I move House Joint Memorial 201 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Thank you very much. Representative Matthews moves House Joint Memorial 201 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Boone?
Aye.
Representative Putman?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Matthews?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Parrish?
Aye.
Co-Chair Escobel?
Aye.
Co-Chair Witt?
Aye. Having received the necessary majority, the motion passes and House Joint Memorial 201 is adopted. And with that, before I close the work session, Dr. Sabo, I understand that there's a standing invitation that goes along with the presentation of this memorial. Please.
Co-Chair Witt, Co-Chair Escobal, members of the committee, yes, a standing invitation is for any of the members of the committee that would be willing to be present at the meeting with the Portland VA medical director to have this conversation. It would be very much appreciated. That's what you're talking about, isn't
it? That is exactly what I'm talking about.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative Huffman.
The date and time will be supplied to us.
It will be.
In case it fits our schedule.
It absolutely will be. And I think this is an opportunity for us to show physically our support for this kind of care for our veterans. So to the extent that any or all of us can attend, I know that it would be very important, and I think it's something that could potentially make a difference with the VA. So. Vern, thank you so very much.
Thank you very much.
Carrier for...
I'll go.
All right. Representative Parrish is going to carry this memorial to the floor. Thank you very much. And if there are no further comments, I'm going to close the work session on House Joint Memorial 201.
Okay, the first
thank
thing,
you.
Moved this session.
Yes.
Session.
Absolutely. We're moving right along here. And I'm going to now open a public hearing on House Bill 4064, 4064. We're now open. Do we have...
need to say something about
yes. Would
okay.
you please give us the background on that bill?
Co-Chair Witt, members of the committee, House Bill 4064 requires the Commissioner of the Bureau of Labor and Industries to notify the Director of the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs if a member of the Uniformed Services files a complaint with POLI or submits written evidence of discrimination based on military service.
Thank you very much. Kate, did you want to say a few words? I'm going to call forward to Kate Newhall from Boley. morning and welcome to our committee.
Good morning, Co-Chair Witt, members of the committee. Thank you for the opportunity to come up and testify again. Just really quickly, I think I won't repeat the testimony that I gave at the January hearings, but this is a concept that Bowley is fully supportive of. It's a process that we are already doing, referring our civil rights complainants.
Yes.
She needs to introduce herself.
Thank you, Representative Boone.
Thank you.
Co-Chair Witt, members of the committee, for the record, Kate Newhall with the Bureau of Labor and Industries. And I can just really quickly say that this is a concept that we fully support, getting veterans referred over to the Department of Veterans Affairs so that if there are services that they may be eligible for, that the department can follow up with them and make sure that they're accessing those services. So I think we started this referral process last summer, and I think to date we've referred about 15 folks over to the department, and about half of those have elected to receive services. So I think it's a good concept, it's a good process, and we're fully supportive of it.
Thank you very, very much. Representative Huffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Kate, as a part of your routine referral, is there anybody else on that list that you notify that would be appropriate, like the National Guard or anybody, or is it pretty much specific to ODVA that you notify?
Co-Chair Witt, Representative Huffman, we are only referring those folks over to the Department of Veterans Affairs, but I believe that they are also, and then what they're doing with folks is assessing all of the services that particular person might be available to them. So I would leave it to the department to answer that question. But
all right. Yes,
Mr.
Representative
Chair, maybe Boone. Maybe they took more than bone out of me, meaning brain, but I thought this was about discrimination and not receiving services. Am I missing this?
Co-Chair Witt, Representative Boone, if I may, I think that the issue here is that a lot of veterans who are filing complaints with Bowley alleging that they've been discriminated against based on their military service or veterans' hiring preference. So we see a lot of those folks coming in our door as clients. And this bill is just to require that Bowley refer anybody who's a veteran, not just those that might be alleging discrimination or veterans' preference violations, but a veteran that might be complaining of sexual harassment, all of those folks, if they are a veteran and they consent to being referred over to ODVA, are referred over for follow-up services.
So if I'm a veteran and I'm accustomed to getting services or dealing with the Veterans Department, that's my first stop. If I'm savvy enough to know that typically discrimination cases go to Bowley, there's no wrong door to go through. I can find the services in either place, and we have the cooperation of both of our state agencies to make this work. Thank you. Any Representative Matthews.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thanks again, Kate. Wonderful testimony. Thanks for all your work on this issue. And that's really what this was about, was creating a no-wrong door so that when Bowley is servicing our servicemen and women, they could also refer to the ODVA to make sure that our veterans truly are those that are qualified are getting access to the programs that are due them. And this just does that. And I just really want to say again, I compliment Kate, but I compliment our labor commissioner for doing this without the bill. We had a bill that we were looking at, and that created this idea that we could do this. Couldn't get the bill done in time. They've gone ahead with the program anyway by rule. Appreciate all the work that you've done there. Please extend my appreciation to him. But also the fact that positions change over time, and it would be good to get this into statute so that it's consistent, so that our veterans aren't going to be hit or miss on this issue. So thanks again for your work, and that's why we've gone this route. So thank you.
Thank you. And Co-Chair, members of the committees, I think one unique piece about this, too, is it's someone that might just be filing a sexual harassment complaint with Bowley who is also a veteran who might have no idea of the additional services that are available to them. So they might not be coming to us for a specific military discrimination issue, but we still make sure that those folks are aware of services that they might not otherwise be.
Anything further for our witness? Kate, thank you very, very much, and certainly appreciate yours and the director's assistance in making this work. With that, is there anyone else? Would the Veterans Department like to testify? Nicole, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Only if you want to, and please don't feel compelled.
But he did.
But I did. So.
Okay. Co-chairs and members of the committee, for the record, my name is Nicole Hopped. I'm with the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs, and ODVA is in support of this bill.
Great. Thank you so very, very much. Any questions for the witness? Thank you, Nicole, very, very much. With that, is there anyone from the public who would like to testify on House Bill 4064? Seeing no one, we are waiting for the fiscal on this, and unfortunately, while we're ready to go, we're going to have to wait, and is it Monday? We're going to have to wait till Monday before we can have a work session on this bill. With that, I'm going to close the question.
Yeah. Why is there a fiscal?
Why is there a fiscal, Jenna?
Probably is.
Their phone calls are free. We pay for the phone already.
We're requiring a fiscal and a revenue impact to be issued on every bill. So while it's likely that there will not be a fiscal impact, we must have the paper before we can move the bill.
Okay. In other words, it's a zero, but we know that it's a zero if we don't have it written down in front of us.
Fiscal.
So, with that, with that, I'm going to close the public hearing on House Bill 4064. And let's see, what have we got on our agenda here? We've got, I think we're out of work here today. Anything for the good of the order today?
Mr.
Yes,
Chair.
Co-Chair Esquivel.
I think we will probably run through a couple of bills next week. Then we'd like to get the Senate bills, and I would like to have our committee finished in 3 weeks, maybe.
Okay, very good. We're on a fast track here.
That's right.
We have 2 days this time, so we should be able to crank out the work.
There we go. And with that, committee members, thank you ever so much for your participation and support here. And the committee stands adjourned.